And now for all you men in the armed forces who happen to be 13-year-old girls, we bring you your one and only singing favorite, the first atom ever split, Frank Sinatra. Lie down anywhere.
Thank you. That's a very peachy introduction, Dad.
Peachy?
So only 13-year-old girls like me, huh?
That's what I hear.
All this stuff about 13-year-olds and me is just plain propaganda. I know one beautiful movie star who goes for me, and she isn't 13 either.
Really? I didn't know Lassie cared.
Well, she does.
Yeah, come to think of it, Frank, why shouldn't Lassie love you?
Sure.
That's a great thrill for a dog, hearing a pile of bones sing.
You been talking to Crosby lately, boy?
Can't miss him. Well, after all, Frankie, the guy works at the same studio with me. I gotta talk to him sometimes. You see, he has the key to the washroom.
I thought Crosby was behind all this. Why does he insult me that way? Why, I wouldn't hurt a fly.
Not even if you sat on one. Hey, Bing! Bing! Step over here, will you?
What are you two guys cooking up? As if I didn't know it was me.
Well, Bing, the time has come to stop these silly arguments between you and Sinatra, so we're going to let you insult each other all you please one last time. Are you ready to rip into him, boy?
I have been for years.
Good, we'll get started. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present the battle of the century, a fight to the finish between no hair and no anything. In this corner, dynamic Frank Sinatra, weight 175 and a half ounces. And over here, bulging Bing Crosby, right in the pink of young lardhood. Okay, come out swinging. You're first, Sinatra. Call Crosby something.
Well,
Come on, call him something.
Well, gee, there's so much to choose from. Can I call him anything?
Sure, anything.
Anything at all?
That's right, sure. Call him the worst thing you can think of.
Okay. Bing, you're a Bob Hope. That's what you're...
Oh, I'll never be able to top that. Never in the world.
This is a fine fight. Everybody hits the referee here tonight. Okay, wide drawers, it's your turn. It's your turn to insult Bones. Okay.
Well, let's see now. I'd like to come up with something that'll live for years, even if the recipient won't. I think I have it.
All right, let it go.
Sinatra, you, sir, are so completely emaciated that you could stroll through an olive without even disturbing the pimento.
End of round one. Round two coming up. You take it first, Cabbage Head.
Okay, here I go. Oh,
I'm sorry. Pardon me. After you, sir.
No, I think he meant you, sir.
Well, who did you mean, Hope?
Oh, I think I should have been more specific. I meant the cabbage head with the hair.
See? I told you he meant me, kid.
I should have known. You've got the right complexion for it, too. Just right.
Well, don't stand there, Frank. You're not going to let him get away with calling your names, are you?
You bet your life I'm not.
Well, go ahead. Answer him back.
Well, you're darn right I will, hey. Sticks and stones can break my bones and so can soft-boiled eggs. So there.
Well, that ends it, folks. Command Performance has just brought you a battle between two great singers, too little and too late. Okay, boys, the insults are over. This is Christmas. You're both coming to my party later on. Step up here and shake hands.
Okay, Frankie, put her there.
Shake, Bing. Oh, well, I can always use it to wipe the windshield.
Just wrap it around the microphone, Frankie. You got to sing now.
Yeah, Frankie, what are you going to sing that I couldn't do half as well? Just for me, what are you going to sing?
I'd like to sing anything for you, Bing.
Oh, you're so sweet.